We will also see people like Marcus Luttrell and Mark Geist and John Tegan. I mean, these superior military men who are going to speak on behalf of on the issue of keeping America safe, and that the theme for today is making America safe again. How impactful do you think that is to have members of the military speak on your behalf? Because we haven't seen the speakers list necessarily for what's going on next week in Philly, but I just have a gut feeling Hillary Clinton's not going to get that same amount of support from the military.
No, it really is smart of the Trump campaign to push off with public safety as the first issue. I bumped into the general last night at the carpool pickup outside his hotel, and we spoke a little bit. I said, are you ready for your speech? He said, absolutely, I'm ready. He said, I look at my speech as an opportunity to educate the world of how exposed and how dangerous it is right now, and how the last administration has made us not just less safe, but incredibly vulnerable, both domestically and internationally. That's what these guys look, and I think the world's going to listen. They're going to say, okay, fine, it's politics, but these guys, they're not going to jeopardize their respect just to back a political candidate.
Well, especially what's going on in the world right now. Yeah, we were talking with Chuck McDougald, who's runs Veterans for Trump in California, and he was saying, the last administration, you've seen the military budget halved and halved and halved, and that we don't have the capability to fight in two different arenas right now.
Here is the interesting thing. Because of world events, the narrative is now shifted toward public safety, both internationally and domestically. And it's really handicapped Hillary Clinton's agenda going forward. What's Hillary going to do? Sponsor an initiative to tackle global warming worldwide? That's just not what Americans care about right now. So it's made it a lot harder.